and welcome to the Wine Pair Podcast. I'm Joe, your sommelier of reasonably priced wine, and this is my wife and my wine pairing partner in crime, Carmela.
Hi there.
And we are the Wine Pair. Wow, things are falling. In today's episode, we have a few very special guests.
Yay.
Our oldest son, Joey,
hello,
is here. Hello.
Yes, hello.
His girlfriend, Kira.
Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We're super excited to have you here. And we know, actually, that you're so excited to be on the show, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a longtime fan of the show, and it's a real honor to be here.
Nice.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream.
Nice. And we
haven't had any wine yet.
No, not yet.
That's really interesting.
It is. We also have our daughter, Mariana, back with us for another episode. She loved it so much, she couldn't stay away.
Never.
Like, we were, like, trying to convince her not to join, but she was like, no, I have to join. Okay, and then just full disclosure for all of you out there in listening land who are wondering, are we have our children? They're all of drinking age. It's all official.
Well, at least the ones that are here.
The ones that are on the microphones.
Are all of age.
Are all of age.
We do have one other child who is not of age.
Yes.
Just yet.
And he's not allowed in the same room with the wine.
Never.
Mm-mm. We just don't allow it. And then I will also, in full disclosure, just say that Joey's actual name is Giuseppe. So, you know, I don't know why I brought that
up.
I just want to just look it up. Okay. So Joey, I should also say that this podcast was actually your idea.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Do you remember this?
You don't remember.
So do you remember this situation? We were sitting in the kitchen. We were sitting at the bar in the kitchen, you know, and I think I was probably drinking some wine and tasting it and seeing if you want to taste it. I think you actually at one point put your head in your hands and just said, Dad, I think you should start a podcast.
Wow.
So
you are
the inspiration.
I have absolutely no recollection of this.
That's how important it was. That's how big of a moment it was, because I've been thinking about that. And that's why this whole thing we're set up the way that we are.
Oh, wow.
It's because of you.
Wow.
You know,
see, it's the give back time.
We gave you life. You gave us podcast.
Yeah. I call that fair trade.
Fair trade. Okay. So we did give Joey and Kira an assignment before the podcast. They had to go out and select three wines, and they had to fit into our parameters. Do you guys remember what the parameters are?
Under $20.
Reasonably priced.
Reasonably priced.
And somewhat
widely available.
Yes, somewhat easy to find.
Nice.
That's right. So this time around, interesting, they chose two Sauvignon Blancs and then also a Pinot Gris, which I'm super intrigued by because of the name. It's called Thor's Well Spouting Horn Pinot Gris. You have to say it that way. You actually can't go Thor's Well. It's Thor's Well. So yeah. I'm intimidated by that wine.
It doesn't taste the same.
If you don't say it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, exactly.
Do you have to dress a certain way too?
You have to wear like pointy horned helmets.
Oh, I love
Which we're totally wearing.
And you have to drink out of a goblet
Please
or bowl.
That.
Yes. That you've hewn out of living tree.
I love that.
And then the other one too, one of the Sauvignon Blancs is actually a light. So we've never had a light wine before.
What does that mean?
Like low calorie?
Yeah, low calorie, but not low alcohol.
Thank God.
What else could you want?
Thank God.
I mean, okay.
No.
All right. Okay. So now, but before we get to the wine, we have to do something that we do in every podcast, which is we could take a left turn and we talk about things other than wine. So Joey and Kira, are you ready?
You're on
the hot seat. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. Okay.
Okay.
So the two of you went to school and live in New York City.
That is correct.
Correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
You got that one right.
True.
You got that one right. Good
Yay!
Job. Woohoo! Woo. Okay. So, and you live on the Upper East Side, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to disclose.
Okay.
Oh, no. Wow.
You may live on the Upper West Side. You may live in Murray Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Carmela's just shaking her head. Like, there's 8 million people in New York. I don't think that people will find them.
Okay.
All right. And we love New York. So we're going to ask you some questions about New York City. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. What is the thing that you like best about New York City? And maybe something you think is kind of unique to New York City. That you like the best. Don't think too hard. First thing that comes to mind. It's a good answer.
I like that the public transit. The public transportation. It's, I mean, I don't love That's being on answer. It, but it's just, it gets me like, you know, wherever I need to go and I don't worry about driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I
good.
Like that. That was a lame answer though.
No, no that's good. No, Joey, that's what do you like?
I like the library.
Okay.
And I like the pizza.
I was waiting for that.
The library and the pizza.
And
when is pizza coming
out? I like the deli culture a lot.
Okay.
I think that's something we don't really have as much in Seattle.
In C-Town.
But that's they right. really have it down in New York.
Okay, next question. What is something you really don't like about New York that just kind of drives you a little bit nuts?
My God, like the sidewalks are so, they're just, in our neighborhood, they're like covered in dog poop. Like,
oh, yeah. Okay, like dog poop is not good. Dog poop is a negative. Just,
like,
it's a negative.
Right outside the door. And I was like, if I wasn't looking down, which mm-hmm. I don't want to be looking down, no. I was like, I would have stepped right into this.
In fact, full disclosure, yeah. Last time I was in New York, I actually stepped
oh,
in it.
You oh, did.
My
gosh.
Yes,
you
did. It was super embarrassing, and I was totally mortified. Joey, is there anything that you really dislike?
I dislike, I just don't really like that you can't go very far, or it's kind of like everything feels like a trek to go like basically like, anywhere like that's like a mile away or farther, you know, whereas like here I just miss having a car. I think is the main thing actually
for things like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's kind of nice to have a car.
Okay, all right, is there something about is there something you would suggest somebody who is visiting New York City for the first time, is there something you suggest that they really just should do?
Oh, you gotta ride the subway.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's
you know
just,
what's funny? It's like I have been in New York a ton of times and only went on the subway with my brother because my brother Tom lived in New York for a long time because I was totally intimidated by it. And then when you started, like, I think it was through you, Joey, actually. Mm. And then I started getting used to the subway. I'm like, this is dope. Like, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. And, you know, it's just, it's like, just, you know, it's kind of dirty and loud and a little overstimulating, and that's New York, baby.
But you know, I've also
you
found
you gotta love it.
You know, people have this rep, like, or belief that New York people are rude or whatever. And I remember distinctly, Carmela, there was one time where we were like discussing amongst ourselves, like, "Hey, what subway stop should we get off on?" Mm-hmm. And this guy who was just sitting there, he's like, "You don't want to get off of that stop. You want to get off on this stop." And I was like, "That is a total New York, like, it's
totally
it's nice,
right?
Like, they're actually being." Nice to people by saying you're going to make a mistake.
Some people just leave you in the dark.
Like, in Seattle, in Seattle, what would happen is people would just go, "You're going to get off in the wrong stop,"
and then you'd get off, and there'd be a little snicker in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, see, they did take the
because we're too polite. We're too polite to tell you that you're going to ruin your day.
Exactly.
Okay, Kira, anything that you just that you would suggest that a visitor do if they were coming to New York for the first time?
Go to like a free museum day. I think Saturdays, a lot of the museums are free. I mean, there are just so many, like, yes, New York is so expensive, but there are a lot of freebies if you just know where to find them.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love museums. Mm-hmm. She did that on purpose because she knows I love museums. When we went to, where did we go again? We went to, what city did we go to? We saw the train museum. Scranton.
Oh my God.
I made Kira go to the train museum. I was enthralled.
Was that one free too?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, it was
free. It wasn't worth paying.
It was worth free.
Okay. From Scranton.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What is something you think is overrated about New York that visitors do? Just something like, you could miss it and you'd be okay.
I think the obvious one for me is Times Square, just because I don't, it's so
overwhelming. You have to go once.
I know,
you have to go once.
When I was in high school, I was like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful place on earth. And then now I'm like, I don't want to walk through it. I will walk around it. I will avoid it any way I can.
I think if it's your first time though, you got to do it. You just got
to
do it.
You have to. You really do. So you know what? I don't know.
No, I actually agree to piggyback off of that. Just like Midtown in general, like most people spend a lot of time in Midtown, but Midtown is like very, I don't know. It's actually doesn't feel, I mean, it's very like dense and like, you know, crowded and that, I guess people like really like associate that with New York, but it's also just kind of,
it's like the Disneyland.
It's a little unpleasant.
No, I agree. Like, I think when I go to New York, I love to be on, you know, in some of the neighborhoods and like just kind of get a feel. So I've been there enough, though. I don't have to go to the touristy areas. Okay, one last question about New York. What do you miss about Seattle when you're in New York? What's the one thing that you think about?
Nature, the air, yes.
Mountains, evergreen trees. Yes, nature.
Okay, and cars and a car. And
yeah,
having
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then one last question.
And your mother.
And your mom.
Mother.
And your mom.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, okay. And my mother.
One last question. One last question before we go to the wines is we learned recently that you had a really interesting notification on Spotify. So can you share a little bit about your Spotify end of the year music recap? Since you share a Spotify account.
Yes. Well, yeah. So we share a Spotify account. So we tend to get really interesting Wrapped. You know, Spotify Wrapped, you know, and they tell you, you don't have Spotify.
How did it start? Like,
I don't know. We just started.
Share his?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of fun. You know, it's kind of like this thing on social media, you know, like people share. It basically is like, what are your top five artists? What are your top five songs? Top five genres? And because we share it and because we have pretty different and pretty distinct music taste, it's always pretty interesting.
So give a little snippet for the people in listening land so they know how different your musical tastes are.
Yeah, let me see if I can actually pull it up.
This is good. This is good podcasting right here.
Yeah. While we're gonna plug some of our favorite artists.
You think this is really interesting?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
She's not even paying attention. She's on her phone. She's been on her phone the whole time.
No, I'm not on my phone. I'm smelling the Christmas tree.
Oh. Yeah. So our top five artists are number one is Kveller Talk.
Oh, Kveller Talk.
Yes,
oh.
Metal band from Norway.
Nice.
Number two is Fiona Apple.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
They tour together sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. We're waiting for a collaboration. Yeah.
All right.
Number three is 100 Gex.
We share that.
100 Gex.
We both love 100. Yeah. Okay.
100 Gex is great. Kind of like they're kind of in this genre called hyperpop, which I would sort of call like it sounds like it's made on like a glitching. Yeah, this sounds like it's made on a glitching MacBook.
Okay. Two more.
Yeah. Number four is Converge.
Mm-hmm.
Number five is Fleetwood Mac.
Again, okay. Me.
Converge, another metal band?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, good job. Good work, everybody. Okay, let's give ourselves a hand, a little round of applause. Okay, and now we're going to get to the wine. I do have more questions for you, though. I have more questions for you. So you're young people, okay? Mm-hmm. You like wine. But I wouldn't say you guys are like massive wine drinkers. You're not. So I'm curious about the wine choices you made and like how you made them. So I just kind of want to get your thought process a little bit. So why did you come? Oh God, this is so, oh God.
Here it comes.
How did you come to
choose? Because I do feel like people do this.
Some people do. Yeah, yes. Yeah. No, you're right. How did you come to select these wines, Kira?
So I decided that our theme would be aquatic. And nobody seems to know what that means or really even want to understand. But I hope you, listener, want to understand.
Yes. Because this is super important.
Because it is a cohesive theme.
Super important way to choose wines.
Yes. When you look at the picture. Yes.
The labels are important to some people.
I totally get it.
We really prefer a beautiful label.
Like Thor's well spouting horn.
No, I'm telling you. I think it makes it taste better.
Okay.
It tastes more pretty.
Tastes pretty. Okay.
Yes.
What role does price play in your purchase of wine, if you ever purchase?
Oh, it's very important.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you have a breaking point? Like, we won't go over.
I won't go over like
bucks.
14.
Okay, that's good. That's 14 is good. Marianne and I think her breaking point was like 8.
Well, no, I said the average price of a bottle of wine that I buy is $7 or $8.
Okay. There you go.
I don't normally. Okay. Normally, it's below 10.
You know? Okay. When you buy wine, is there a place you usually go, or do you just go like the grocery store, or whatever?
God, I mean,
it's on a whim.
Okay, on a whim. Maybe you just want to get one. You don't go out and seek
it. On the way back from
somewhere. We don't buy wine almost ever. It's just hard to. Yeah. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you were going to buy a bottle of wine,
yeah,
they go down to the corner store.
Just a wine store. You know, they got a lot of wine stores
in New York. Yeah.
And would you normally choose a certain varietal? Is there a certain type of wine that you would usually choose?
Oh, I think we like white wine.
Okay.
Sort of. I mean, I like white.
And if you were going to choose a white, do you know what kind of white? Would you look for a certain type of white wine?
No, it depends. I mean, I think I do like Sauvignon Blanc, but I used to not at all. So, that's probably what I'd choose now.
Mm. Yeah. I'm a big Sauvignon Blanc fan.
Yeah.
I also like Pinot Grigio a lot, or Pinot Gris, as they call it in France.
Yes.
Because I speak French.
You do.
You guys know that.
So are Pinot Grigio and Pinot Gris the same? Then?
They are indeed. Okay.
Yeah, nice.
They are indeed. Mm-hmm. They're the same. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so enough of the yimmer yammer. We're going to get down to it. So I'm going to give you a little bit about the format. how the format's going to go. So first, we're going to focus on one wine at a time, one of each of these wines at a time. And while you pour it, I'll have you guys pour it and start smelling it. And I'll describe the wine a little bit, like where we got it, how much it costs, that kind of stuff. So the people who are listening can, you know, like make that choice. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about what we smell. And then we'll talk about what we taste. And we'll try to use normal words like apple or, you know, whatever. So, something
that, whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
Really,
so you don't worry about like gooseberry or, you know, crumpet or whatever we're going to use. Like normal words. Normal words. And then, we have to get the piece of paper because Carmela, a.k.a. Mom, will write down our impressions. And then we'll score them. We'll rate them. We have a very simple rating scale. It's a 1 to 10. You don't get half points. It's a 1 or a 2 or a 3. Now, here's the thing. Like, you don't really need to know the scoring scale that well, except to say that if it's a 7 or above, that's something generally I'd say, I'd buy that. I'd probably buy it. Okay. You know, like 7 or above, I'd buy it. It just different gradations of like how much I love it, right? Mm-hmm. And if it's 4 or below, we're not only not going to buy it, we're probably going to get be thinking about pouring it down the sink. Mm-hmm. It's just different gradations down there, like from like, this is not very good to like, this is shit. Okay. So like, that's kind of like, and 7 is like, good. It's good. 10 is like, this is the best wine I've ever had in my life. And I could die happy after drinking it. So we probably won't get a lot of 10s. We probably won't get a lot of 1s, although we did have
never know.
We did. You're right. The Thor's will.
Right.
Yeah. I just like saying that. And we did have a 2 that could have been a 1.
Yes.
In the Merlot, when we did the F That Wine Merlot, it was terrible.
You were feeling generous.
We honestly, I think we were being generous.
I think we were. Because we were both just.
It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah. I want to try it.
And then, I know, you kind of, yeah.
We might do it.
Fight over that bottle then.
No, we tossed that one
right
down the sink. We did. And then after we're done rating everything, and you can change your rating, by the way. At the end, you can say, you know what, I gave that one a 5, but I think I'd really give it a 12. You can't do 12. No, you can't. And then we will compare what the, like with a, what a classic taste profile of that wine would be with what we tasted, not because we want to see if we're right or wrong. We just kind of want to see, what our impressions are versus the quote unquote experts. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm actually going to pause for a second so we can open up some, bottles of wine and get a piece of paper to write down some impressions and then we'll come right back. Okay. We are back, and so I'm gonna. They're starting to smell this first wine. The first wine, and I'll just go through it. So the first wine is called Liquid Light Sauvignon Blanc, and it is a screw cap.
Woohoo! We love a screw.
Yeah,
top.
We do. This is from Washington, and actually, Liquid Light is owned by Chateau Saint Michel, which is a Washington State winery. Now, this one's interesting. It's a light wine. It is actually a light wine. It's like 95 calories a glass, or something like that.
It smells light.
It's does.
It looks light.
Okay. This is a 2020. It's $13.99. Joey and Kira bought it at QFC. Again, 12% alcohol. Okay, so we're gonna start. Let's see. What do you think that you're starting to smell?
Pineapple.
That's what I was gonna say.
Write it down. Pineapple. Mm-hmm. Definitely tropical fruit. Like I always think pog or guava. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I also think it has a little bit of apple, like sour apple.
Yeah, I was going to say apple. Yeah.
Like a sour apple, though. Not like a juicy red apple, but like a sour apple.
Mm. Oh my gosh, I just tasted it.
Like an apple.
Don't taste it. No, you screwed up. You're off.
Fine.
You got to start over.
Eliminated.
No. You're out. Yeah. It's like Squid Game for wine. Okay.
All right. God,
anything else you smell? Or let's go taste it. Let's taste it. We'll taste it.
I don't like it.
It's very light. And it's almost a little watery.
Yeah. In fact, I'm tasting like there's something really like pith, bitter.
I think lemon, yeah.
There's bitter, there's lemon.
A little more tart than you would expect.
Maybe a little stone, but I'm not actually tasting much tropical fruit.
I felt like I tasted pineapple.
Do you think you taste pineapple?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I thought.
It tastes hard.
No, she write it down. She felt like she tasted pineapple.
I'll write it down.
I feel like I'm tasting like a sour apple, sour, something sour.
Like a Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
A green apple.
Even more than pith, I feel like it's sour. There is citrusy to it.
There is
something about this is giving me a sort of a Capri Sun sort of mouthfeel.
Yeah. Do you really feel that?
I'm serious. I do.
So what do you mean by that? Like sugary?
Yeah, sugary and just, you know, kind of
gummy.
Light. Yeah. And yeah, exactly.
Do you feel like your mouth gums up a little bit? Sometimes I feel
yes.
that way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I do.
I get that.
I think it's pretty light, like kind of thin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, it's not super flavorful.
No,
it is pretty
light.
But it's
kind of refreshing in that.
This would be like refreshing. This would be like hot day by the beach. You're just down in the shit.
By the water.
Yeah. Aquatic.
See, an aquatic.
Very good. Kira's theme is just coming through. It's like magic.
Yeah. A hot day, but you want to have a little.
Okay, so think about this.
Wine.
Think about this. What rating would you give it? 1 to 10. Again, like 5 is like meh. Meh. You know, 7 is I'm going to buy this shit. Below 5, like we get in the 4 and 3, you're like, nah, I'm not, this is not my cup of wine. So, and I, you know, I will say I like a Sauvignon Blanc. So this will be interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Mariana. Mariana, what rating would you give it?
I don't like it. I'll be honest. What? I don't know.
That's not the answer. What rating
okay.
would you
well,
give it?
I'm just prefacing.
Okay.
I would give it a 4.
Okay. Mariana's a 4.
Okay. I think that I would give it a 6.
Carmela's 6.
Yes.
Kira?
I'm a 6 as well. Yeah.
6. So you're not quite at the point where you're going to buy it, but you're not going to toss it. Like if somebody was serving it at a party or a dinner, you're drinking it.
Yeah.
You're going to drink it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's a word. Yeah. Sometimes
you're not going to be like,
there are ones that you want to just
pour it out.
Find a bathroom
yeah.
quickly.
Mariana, I'm thinking, is on the verge of like, you're on the verge of like pouring it out. Yeah.
I would look to another bottle of wine and I would pass this to a friend.
Okay, perfect.
Oh. Somebody you call a friend?
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, you guys
a
like it.
Some friend. A pseudo friend.
If they liked it, then I'd give it. I wouldn't give it to them if they don't like it. I'm not a monster.
Let try it. You'd let
okay,
try it.
And Joey, what are you going to give it?
Solid 5.
5. Right in the middle, a meh.
Yeah. But again, not in a disparaging way. Just, you know. Yeah.
Big words.
Yeah. I think I'm with Mariana. I'm giving it a 4. I
wow.
think it's, I would not drink any, I might finish it, but honestly, I might do what Mariana did. I might say, Carmela, do you want to try the rest of this? And you would probably drink it.
Go, oh,
and
I'll take that over that.
Yeah.
Really
that's
fruity red wine.
Yeah, exactly.
You might have to swap.
Okay. So we are, awesome. That's fun. That was fun. Okay. So we've got now 2 more to go. We're going to take a little pause. We're going to clean out our glasses. We should have a little food too. So we have a little tiny charcuterie board here with some goat cheese, some cheddar cheese, some olives, some bread. So that's a good thing.
Jams,
like and jam things. Just to see how the food goes with it. So we'll be back. Okay. We are back. I will say like that last wine, Kira and I were kind of talking about this, kind of bitter. It was kind of bitter.
Yeah.
And we tried it with a little bit of food. And it just, like you said, the olive and the wine almost cancel each other out.
Mm-hmm. That's why I felt muted them. Yeah.
And I had like a little goat cheese on a piece of bread, and I just felt like super bitter afterwards. Okay, so we've got now. Here's our next wine. I'm gonna have you guys start smelling it. This is an Oyster Bay Sauvignon Blanc. I only say that because our sister-in-law's mother's from Oyster Bay in the New York region. Mm. She always says Oyster Bay, but this is actually Oyster Bay in New Zealand. This is another screw cap. Woohoo!
Woo!
This is from Marlborough in New Zealand. It's produced by something called Delegat's Wine Estate. They're some big New Zealand wine conglomerate. This is a 2021, which is really interesting. Like, it can feel a little bit off to have a 2021 when we're still in.
Because they have opposite seasons.
They have. Mariana, you got to get closer to the mic, but you are brilliant.
I know. I'm super smart.
I know. This was only $9.99 at QFC. This is 13% alcohol, but let's see what you smell. Let's go around the horn and see what people smell. What do you smell? Just give impressions. And Mariana, are you writing this down?
Yep. Yeah, I'm writing it down.
So I'd say musk for sure. Yeah.
I'm actually getting some, like a perfume, like a potpourri-ish smell.
I think Mariana put this in my mind, but I am smelling it. She said, isn't Sauvignon Blanc the one that sometimes smells like cat pee? And I'm smelling pee.
What?
I smell like I'm smelling
are
urine.
You?
I am maybe a little bit. I also have that in my mind, though, because I've been told that. And I know that Sauvignon Blanc, specifically from Australia or New Zealand, sometimes smells like cat pee.
But this
no,
one.
It does not.
There's a certain compound. No, there is like a certain chemical compound that is associated with like cat
That's
pee
true.
And Sauvignon
Look
Blanc.
It up on the internet. The internet
it's like
cat pee smell like human pee?
That.
It smells a little different. It's more smells like tuna fish. More tuna fish.
Oh god. It's more sour.
It smells like mouse and tuna fish.
Oh jeez.
No, okay. I'm smelling musky, but there's something funky. Like this does not smell like what I'm used to for a Sauvignon Blanc, which is super tropical fruity. I'm not smelling Joey, do you have any impressions? Like I'm not smelling a lot of citrus either.
No, but I am with the, I know I'm going back to this floral thing.
Definitely
I'm probably
not citrus.
Really off, but it's like a old perfume.
Yeah, but it's not a sweet perfume. It's like old perfume that has turned.
Well, perfume sometimes can be like musty though.
Yes, like a little bit of that old, almost.
Okay, well, somebody hasn't
like
changed their perfume
cologne.
In a while.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. Mom, I agree with you. I think that it is more floral.
More floral for sure than the last one, I think. But
I'm not sure what flower, though. Like, I'm just not sure. But okay, flower,
maybe
floral.
Rose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little rose.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm smelling like mushrooms and asparagus.
Whoa, we are all over the board.
I feel like this is wrong, but I just got pear a little bit.
Okay, good. Okay, so now let's taste it. Good. Let's taste it. I am getting, there's citrus on it for sure. Mm-hmm. There's citrus. Very, there is something on there. Maybe a little like honeydew melon, a little melon maybe?
Yeah, I think some melon.
A little melon? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the pineapple. Do you think maybe a little of that look super acidic side of the pineapple? But isn't, Joey, are you getting pineapple at all on this one?
No, not really.
Isn't that funny? Like same wine. Same varietal, very different experience. I'm tasting that rock, that slate, like stone.
What do you taste, Irene?
It doesn't have any like aftertaste or anything.
That's
like
why I'm saying it's dry, like that stone kind of ending to it.
I just feel like it's a very different like experience. Like I feel like it's nowhere near as light. Like I feel like I couldn't like chug this one, where I feel like I definitely could have
chugged the
last
one.
Yeah, this one's just like heavier, like denser.
You know what I'm getting now too? Is like a not just a sour apple, but almost like an underripe apple. Like it's not ready. Mm-hmm. You ever had like a green apple that's just quite not quite ready to eat?
Like a Granny Smith.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, that's not, really it's bitter. It's tart and bitter.
Mm.
That's what I'm getting. I would like to try it with a little food, maybe a little like.
Is there honey? Do you get any honey?
Totally. If you're tasting honey, there's honey in it. Mm-hmm. A little goat cheese, maybe, Melly. That would be nice. We'll try anything else you guys are feeling like you're tasting? This is a weird one. I gotta be honest, this is quite different. I'm getting maybe just the tiniest bit of tropical fruit, but not a lot. More of that like sour, but bitter, more bitter than sour. The last one I felt was more sour. This one's a little more bitter.
Yeah, I agree. It is bitter.
Okay, get ready for your ratings.
Yeah, we better rate them out.
Okay.
Rate them out.
Let's go the opposite way, Joey. What would you rate this? If that's a two on the
I mean, microphone. Honestly, like, I don't know. Maybe like a five.
Another five. He's consistent, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know. I don't feel that strongly.
Kira?
I give this one a 7.
Wow.
I like it better.
You're
going to
buy it. You're buying this one.
I would buy this one, yeah.
Wow. Nice, nice. Okay, Carmela.
I think I would do a 6 again. I know I'm being consistent too, but it's one that I would probably, I don't know if I would buy it, but I definitely finish it somewhere.
Okay, Mariana.
I would say this one is a 5. I would say it's a little bit above the last one, but I'm still not really going out of my way.
I hate to say it, but I'm on the same page as you. Like I'm not buying this one. I think it's a 5. I like it. I'm not pouring it out. I think I would eat it with, I would drink it with food. It's okay. Like, actually, it's pairing pretty well with the goat cheese, I think. Mm-hmm. It's kind of balancing because there's that kind of the funky is kind of balancing itself out in a nice way that I kind of like. kind of works.
It holds its own more than the other one. The other one was just a placeholder for a real wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It actually goes really well, I think, with the goat cheese. Mm-hmm. I think the creaminess of the goat cheese is really balancing out the funk in a nice way. I don't kind of feel like this is a little bit more of an appetizer wine, though, than a meal wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of white wines can be that way, though, don't you think?
Well, no, like fish, spicy food.
True. But for some reason, the little crispiness of it is almost like a happy hour type of feel. I could do a happy hour with this wine.
This one actually interesting. You know, this has a lot of alcohol for a white wine. It's 13%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So more than the last one. Do you feel you can taste that? You can taste that more.
Yeah,
you
think? I think so.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to take a little break. I'm going to stop chewing into the microphone. And we're going to clean our glasses and we're going to try.
Bad habits. But it,
you know, I wish everybody could just see the shaking of the head. There's so much, you know, like judgment and stuff that's going on.
No, really? Even around Christmas time, huh? The holidays.
It's the holiday. Okay, here we go. Okay. Let's take a little break and we're going to clean things out. We're going to try our last one, which is the Pinot Gris. I keep wanting to say Thor's hammer.
I didn't know Thor had a well.
Thor is doing
Thor's
okay.
Well, Thor's
but
well.
Again,
he's doing fine.
It's like Thor's that. Well, nice, and it fits in the aquatic theme because
woo, aquatic theme.
Okay.
Oh boy.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, we are back. I'm going to go back on that last one. I'm going to change my rating. I'm going up to a six.
Wow.
I'm still not going to buy it.
Why did you change your mind?
Because I think with the food, with the goat cheese, it tasted really good. Mm. Like it really did a nice job of like balancing it out.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think I would buy it because to me, it doesn't, and I know I'm not supposed to do relative, like it doesn't have that Sauvignon Blanc, like a guava or mango, like that tropical fruit to it. But it was good. I mean, I'll drink it. If somebody's serving it, I'm not gonna turn it down. Okay, so this last one is the Pinot Gris. This is the Thor's Whale Spouting Horn Pinot Gris. And we are drinking out of wooden goblets.
Mm-hmm. We are. Yep.
And bowls. And we have horned helmets on. Just, you know, it's visualize. Mm-hmm. This is from Oregon. This is 2020. It was $12.88. Which kind of makes me feel like it was probably on sale. That's QFC. This is 12.5% alcohol. So it split the difference between the last two. 12.5% alcohol. I should say, actually, just to go backwards for a second, the last wine, the Oyster Bay, Wilfred Wong, who I think is a fake person. I don't think that person actually exists. Rated it a 91. Why? And James Suckling, who is a real person that I think overrates wines. He's a very famous wine reviewer. He gave it a 90. That one. So, you know, I disagree. I think those guys
I'm not
are
buying it.
I think they're hacks. I think James Suckling and Wilfred Wong get paid a lot by wineries. But hey, what are you gonna do? All right. These other two don't have any ratings, but this is the Thor's Whale. Okay. So what are you smelling? This is a Pinot Gris, so this is gonna be a little different than the last one.
I feel like this one is nutty.
I was getting nut too. I was thinking that almond, like an almond.
Yeah, but exactly.
But like an unroasted almond, you know, like a blanched nut.
I agree.
And I can say that on the radio, on the podcast, a blanched nut.
And I feel
Mikey,
like
where
I'm
are you?
Smelling an ice machine.
Oh wow!
Like a good ice machine or a bad ice? You know,
like it smells
amaretto.
Like where is the
nothing,
ice machine?
It smells almost like nothing, but then you know, ice has a little bit of a smell.
Like a
and
freezer
an ice
burn.
Machine has a yeah,
a little bit,
but then also a little bit of honey.
You gotta talk into the mic and not talk to your mother.
I got powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar is
you know what?
A
like
good that. One.
And you know what? It's interesting is that my first impression was like a cotton candy.
You know, but I'm thinking a little bit macaron. What about a macaron?
Oh, yep.
Oh,
like almond paste, like a sweet almond cookie. Yeah.
Marzipan.
Yeah, a little bit. Mikey, who is not of drinking age, he is of wine smelling age, but is not allowed to drive after he smells wine, is going to give his taste impression. Mikey.
Yeah, it smells like almond.
No, you made that up. You don't even know what an almond smells like.
Sure, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, what do you really think it smells like?
Fruit.
Yeah, talk right into that mic.
Honestly, it kind of just smells like alcohol to me.
Okay. I don't think that's true.
You know what kind of smell, Kira? You know what kind of smells like to me? Because you probably have this. Joey and Marianne, I don't think I've had this. Like, you know, a pastry, like an almond pastry.
Yeah.
You know, like an almond croissant or some an almond Danish. You know, when they have like the almond, that's what to me, what it tastes or smells like. It's sweet.
I totally get that.
It's sweet. It's kind of creamy smelling. Okay, so let's taste it.
Oh, wow.
Kind of tasting that almondy.
Yeah.
It's very nutty. Yeah. To me, it's super nutty. Mm-hmm. I don't taste a lot of fruit on it.
No, it feels warm.
Yes.
Well, you know, that probably means it's too much alcohol. But this is only 12.5%. It's not like it's super like... It tastes like Thor's... Well, that's what it tastes like.
A lot stronger than it smells.
It smells like a spouting horn.
It's a little creamy to me.
Creamy.
Just like a little, filmier.
You know what, Carmela, you know, we used to have that, your mom used to get those pastries at...
Spiedel?
No. From the Danish bakery.
Oh, yeah.
What was that guy?
Larson's. Yeah, Larson's.
Tastes like a Larson's bakery.
It does.
Like...
The marzipan, too. Like, sometimes that frosting... That thick marzipan frosting has kind of it's kind of similar to that.
I really agree with the creaminess, particularly kind of like in the aftertaste. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just because the wine is going in my head, but I do feel like this one has a smoother kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm. I get marshmallow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. A marshmallow fluff almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I'm not tasting a lot of fruit, though. Like, I'm not tasting a lot of apple.
Almost a little vanilla.
Vanilla is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Vanilla.
Like, almost vanilla extract, too, because vanilla extract's got the alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And maybe a little... I don't know. I keep saying, like, I guess I'm going to be right at some point. But I also am tasting a little bit of that stone at the... It's like, the end of it is dry, and so that reminds me of, like, you know... The stone.
Yeah. Okay. So this is, I mean, might be a little obvious because we're saying alcohol, but a little bit of that rubbing alcohol too. I don't know. Maybe that's in the scent a little bit.
I got that in the scent. Yeah. But I was like, smells like alcohol. I'm glad you said it. I was like,
I'm really not tasting. I'm getting some bitterness now on the end. I'm really not getting a lot of fruit. I think this is a weird.
I totally agree.
I think it's a weird Pinot Grigio. I don't think it's a normal Pinot Grigio. It smells like Thor's helmet. Okay. So let's go around the horn. We'll start with Mariana and your ratings. And let's see what you think.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Wow. Okay. Mariana's giving this one a 6. Let's go to Carmela.
You know, I think I'm here all night long. I've been saying this, but I think I'm going to give it a 6 as well. I do feel like it's almost something that you have to be in the mood for, though. Because it is different than a Pinot Grigio, I mean, that we're typically drinking.
I mean, a Pinot Grigio usually tastes very apple, pear.
Yes. Yeah, a little more refreshing.
I didn't taste any of that.
Yeah. It's not quite as refreshing, but it's almost like it's so unusual. And
melon. I don't taste melon.
But it's unusual enough that it's a little bit, like, intriguing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Kira.
I think... I wish I could do halves, but...
You're not allowed.
7.8.
Nope.
Well, because...
Are you buying?
I'm going to say a 6, okay. Too. Yeah.
Okay. And Joey?
I'm feeling an 8.
What?
You not only like this, you would serve this at a dinner.
Well,
why do you like it so much? Thor, why do you like it so much, Thor?
I just
speaking to you.
It's just it's just hitting me. No, I guess it's like I kind of like that. Like, I don't know. I think the fruit maybe I'm not a huge fan of.
And
I kind of like it. I don't know. I like the sort of nuttier.
It's kind of hits you.
Taste. Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, you know.
It's like his music. It's just a little
nutty. A little nutty.
Heavier.
A little nutty. I'm a little nutty. And yeah.
And it kind of fits like that, the Viking.
See, that's the thing that messes me up, though, Dad, is that I feel like I'm being, influenced by, like, even, like, the title of a wine or, like, the, seriously, like, I can't help
but feel. Why is that a weird thing, though? That's real.
No, but I just feel like my ratings, I don't know.
Well, you figure this, and that is all part of the marketing of wine anyway, is the label. That is part
of the marketing. No, it's absolutely. It absolutely is. If it wasn't, they would just print everything in tape. Right. And write the name on it.
Right. But see, I kind of wish they would, though, because then I'd really have an experience. You know what I mean? Like an authentic experience.
Well, we might need to have somebody buy wines and do that.
Well, we can do a blind tasting.
I would like to do that sometime.
Okay, we'll do a blind tasting.
Yeah.
For shit's sake, we'll do it. Okay. Right. Nobody's asked about my rating.
Yeah.
What is your rating?
I'm pushing a 4. I think I'm giving a generous 4. I think this wine is bad. I think it's bad. I don't like it. Oh, now, that's just me. It's just me. It's just my personal taste. In a white wine.
You're the only real wine drinker.
No. In a white wine, I want fruit. I feel like I'm getting a little bit of wood on it. I feel like I might be getting a little oak. It's kind of pissing me off.
I feel like you might be getting a little bit of a headache.
I'm not liking it. I agree with
you on the wood. It is woody.
And Thor can, you know... Chris Hemsworth, bring it on. He's not so big.
Hey.
He's not so big.
I wouldn't challenge him.
Wow. I think you've got a secret crush on Chris Hemsworth.
I mean, you know, yeah, he can come for Sunday dinner. Let's just say. He wants to come for Sunday dinner.
Do you like him with the long hair or the short hair?
I just like him when he is like,
His shirt's off? Wow. Okay.
Well, isn't he in bad shape?
Inappropriate.
One time?
Well, he does get to be heavy Thor, which is a little bit more your husband looks like.
Eliminated.
God. Thanks for coming. Wait a minute. Stop. Everybody. Everything's going to stop. We have to have a talk. Okay. No. Okay.
Intervention.
All right.
Quick.
All right.
Quick.
So let's go through some. I think we've got our ratings. Let's go through some taste profiles. Sauvignon Blanc taste profiles. Mm. Peach. Passion fruit. Sometimes, you know, like a pog. Grapefruit. Melon, gooseberry, a gooseberry is like a sour grape. Carmela or Mariana, you're not helping us. Have we gotten any lime, slate?
We were saying a lot of sour and lemon and pineapple.
Okay, so the sour, that's good. Cut grass, asparagus, pea, and cat pea.
Was this for both of them?
Yes.
Why would you?
Yes, come on.
We said
make a wine that would have
jasmine. Actually, there was jasmine is another flavor. You were smelling flowers in one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the second one.
Oh, and that's kind of animalic in perfumes too. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting
that's
with the cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pear. Do we get any of these, Mariana? Any of these flavors?
Yes, I mean, we're getting them. We're
you
got
to talk into the microphone.
For the second one, Kira said pear.
Your face is like totally away from the microphone.
Okay, Dad, you're going to need to take it down a notch. Mom was saying perfume and floral, and we got cat piss and citrus and
drinking
all that
a little
stuff.
Cat piss tonight.
Okay, all right.
On the Wine Care Podcast.
Okay, and then surprise everybody, I changed the wine for pee-pee. Okay, no, here we go.
Oh,
I didn't. Stop.
Dad
that was bad. Okay.
Bad joke.
That might have to get cut out.
Thor's well is contaminated.
I know. Ooh. No, that was the Sauvignon Blanc. Okay. And the Pinot Gris, Thor's hammer or Thor's well, white peach, lemon zest, green apple, cantaloupe, raw almond, and crushed
almond.
And crushed gravel.
Oh,
crushed gravel.
No, I mean, we got stone and we got ice machine.
And almond. We got a lot of almond.
Yes, but let me ask you.
Got a lot of
these
almond,
taste profiles are specific to the Pinot Grigio, not from these actual wines. Like, not from this specific Pinot Gris. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure listening land understood that.
Yeah, totally.
I know we've said that before, but you know if we have a new listener, they might not know.
Hey,
new listener.
Welcome,
ding,
new listener.
Ding, ding.
Okay. All right, so last question is, two questions, actually. Anybody want to change any of their ratings?
No.
Okay.
No.
Carmela?
No, I'm good.
And which wine are you finishing tonight? We know Joey is going to finish Thor.
Yeah.
Kira?
What was the middle one?
The
Oyster Bay.
Carmela?
I will be finishing Numero Uno.
Okay, the light one.
I'll
Mariana?
I'll share Thor with Joey.
Okay.
Yeah!
If I'm going to do any of these and I'm not really a fan of any of them, I'm probably going to do the Oyster Bay, Kira. All right.
Aquatic.
Aquatic. The most aquatic. Okay. All right. So that was super fun. Thank you very much. I'm going to do our little closing here. If you have ideas for episodes or wines you want to try or things you want us to do or even stuff not related to wine that you want us to talk about, just send us a line. You can visit us at thewinepairpodcast.com. Don't forget the thewinepairpodcast.com. You can email us at joe@thewinepairpodcast.com. You can go to Instagram, Twitter. I'm just about to give up on Twitter. I just find it. It's just crazy. But Instagram, you can visit us at Instagram at the Wine Pair Podcast. Follow us. We hope that you'll listen, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends, tell your family, tell people you like, tell people you don't like. Just tell them all. And we hope that you'll listen. And we want to thank you very much for listening to the Wine Pair Podcast. Mikey has something to say.
Chris Hemsworth, if you're listening, my dad wants to fight you.
Yeah, you're on. Chris Hemsworth, I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah, watch out, Chris.
I can take you. You may be 6'5", and I may be 5'8", on a good day with shoes on and extra high, you know, uppers and the heels. But I can take you. Oh my goodness. Wow.
I'm just saying. I mean, would you say no?
I don't know. I'm feeling very weak right now. I'm not feeling like Thor's well. I'm feeling like Thor's unwell. Okay. I feel like I've dropped into Thor's well. All right. But we thank you for listening. We hope that we'll see you again. We hope you subscribe. And remember, as we like to say, life is short, so stop drinking shitty wine. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Mikey, say bye.
In the garden of my imagination, I disregarded in my contemplation. How much I need you, how much you love me, and the happy ending at the end of our story. Always think too much, always drink too much, always pray too much.